Welcome to The Ground Truth, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by ExtraHop, a cyber analytics and security provider specializing in cloud-native network detection and response for hybrid enterprises. To learn more about ExtraHop, visit extrahop.com. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Mike, welcome back. So great to have you with us again.
Thank you, Hillary. Pleased to be here.
Mike, many people, they don't think about the network when they think about the cloud, but the reality is, of course, that the network does exist within the cloud. So what exactly does that mean for network security?
That's a great question, and thanks for pointing that out, that the network didn't go away or I'd be looking for a new job. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So what we are very excited about, you know, ExtraHop, in the early days of this new way to get data out of the cloud, partnered with the major cloud providers or hyperscalers with a technology called network packet mirroring. So think of this as what you would do in your on-premise data center, but the cloud service providers are offering this. And this is a complete complement to logging and agents, very similar to the way that we would say the network complements those other places to get data in your data center. I think the customer understands that you can't get the same telemetry from these three different log sources or three different sources of logs, agents, and networks. And you know, the great thing and the thing that, you know, again made me not go put my resume out for a new company is, you know, the major cloud hyperscalers have answered that call. And you know, when you think about network packet mirroring, very similar to logs and agents, the beauty of the cloud is they actually took a lot of the friction out that was there. You know, I've gone to lots of big companies that, you know, really had to make a big project out of network traffic acquisition. With the cloud, it's just all magic, and we're able to take advantage of that.
So speaking of telemetry, cloud solutions, of course, have a ton of telemetry. What do you think is the right mix of tools that CISOs should be using to provide protection in the cloud?
That's a great question. So several years ago, a Gartner analyst coined the term SOC triad. It mimicked the nuclear triad. You know, when it's cybersecurity likes to feel like a paramilitary segment. So, you know, it was really great to pull on that and call it the SOC triad, or the Security Operations Center Visibility Triad. And that triad is made up of agents, which is what you would think in a SIM, network data, which is what NDR, or network detection response, like ExtraHop does, as well as agents, you know, endpoint protection and response, like a CrowdStrike. And I don't think that this changes in the cloud. What is important, though, and this is, you know, a lot of people said they've become blind as they moved either all of their applications to a cloud or partial part of their application stack to the cloud, is that you can follow the breadcrumbs. And this is what network does the best. You know, it records everything talking to each other and understanding what it's being said. And if you have these potholes where you lose connectivity or the breadcrumb isn't able to be followed, you have a tremendous challenge, and you don't know what's going on. You know, I was talking to an organization today where they have a very large on-premise infrastructure, and they were working with their cloud provider, and that cloud provider ran a service, and it brought down their on-premise network, and they didn't have that monitoring on the connective tissue of the cloud environment. And because of that, they didn't know why their on-premise network was there. So the moral of the story, or the point of the story, is that you really need to have a unified monitoring environment if you do have a multi-cloud scenario, which I find most companies strive for that and mandate that. You know, no one's going to put all of their eggs in one basket.
And so, Mike, what do you see your customers doing on the ground? And in addition to that, is anyone actually going 100% cloud native?
I think you have to break this up into a few different stratas. There are certainly born in the cloud companies that we work with. We have a lot of those highlighted on our website, and we're very excited about companies that have built their business in the cloud, and that's obviously they're doing that. But for traditional companies and companies that were around pre-cloud, I believe that the application specific use cases. So for example, and I'm just using a general example. If you're nationwide and you want to put your claims application out on the cloud, you may just silo that in its own application and put all of the required services and stack there in the cloud. Nationwide, as an example, and again, I'm not telling any secrets because I'm just making this up, they might have another infrastructure on premise for all of their other operations, but they have that one claims app out in the cloud. So we see that quite a bit. And whether it's from the development perspective or the security perspective, that's kind of been the way companies have gone about it. But because of the pandemic and because of people not being able to access services that are mandatory to make the companies run, you see this blending now of, I have on-premise infrastructure, cloud infrastructure. Now I have this, what is my business critical infrastructure that might be hybrid out there? And I want to get as much of that out in the cloud. So that's gradually and in some cases extremely fast happening out in the cloud. And it's a journey, I guess, is the short way to say everything I just said. Mm-hmm. And I talk to a lot of customers that have these 100% cloud initiatives, but they're initiatives, and you can't just flick a switch and say, we're just in the cloud. It's just not realistic to say that. So I guess in summary, Hillary, I think everybody has that aspiration. You have these born in the cloud customers, but then you also have these people that are on the cloud journey. And some of that's been accelerated by all the things that we've experienced in the last year or so.
And speaking of that journey, what are the winning strategies of CISOs who built a hybrid or a multi-cloud environment successfully?
So I think the first thing is rethinking everything, not just what was done in the past and then throwing it in the cloud, which happens a ton, both with security and every kind of technology. They're also thinking about not only the technology out there, but they're harmonizing their operations and processes in order to deal with the newer dynamics. So, when you had these silos of your network team and your applications team and, all of this stuff was its own fiefdom or kingdom, the most successful companies are really trying to bake that in together. And the very most successful, which is probably not good English, but trying to be emphatic, is that they are baking it in as early into the process of what they do as possible. So you have companies that are baking security in the code upfront. You have companies that are watching and monitoring with tools like ExtraHop from minute one, as opposed to, oh my gosh, I've had downtime a bunch of times. Let me go put something on that and kind of retroactively go after that. So it's really this tremendous shift in mindset of starting earlier and really re-looking at everything that you do, both from a technology and process perspective.
And is security different, not just technically, but operationally in the cloud? And how do CISOs need to think about security differently in the cloud? I guess ultimately, who is responsible for security in the cloud?
I'm going to give you a consultant answer first. yes and no. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
but if security is different, in part in the cloud, it is different. And part of that's with some of the things that I just said, which is they're building it in ahead of time or into what they're creating with their applications and their business functions. But you know, it's interesting from an operationally perspective with what you asked me, because you know what I find is it's not even close to 100% of companies that don't bring their security teams in at the beginning. And I do think that security is different in the cloud, where you should bring it in at the beginning of the development lifecycle. It shouldn't be, all right, we delivered our application, now let's go figure this out. And you know, this is so much a best practice. And I have a lot of friends that work in the application development tools world, and they tell me all the time they wish that structurally companies wouldn't silo these kind of processes as much as they have. There's a lot of companies that are doing this and bringing this together, but there's, I would say, it's more of the exception for that. And the best practice for that is to bring that in earlier. And that's why you think about it differently. And you know, you'd also asked who is responsible for security in the cloud. And I think that's debatable in a lot of companies, because you know, again, going back to, you know, some people are creating secure applications. So they say, you know what, we don't need the security team right now, so I'm going to do it as an application developer. And you have other companies that, you know, absolutely reject that thought and have that. My answer would be, as a best practice, is you have to do what you're doing today, which is you have to have your CISO, you have to have your compliance and governance board, just like you do with your on-prem, and you have to look at this, you know, kind of the same way. It's just a different computing platform from that perspective, but it doesn't change. And you know, as a vendor, I would advocate for people to really think that way.
Fantastic. Well, Mike, as always, such a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next time.
My pleasure. Thanks, Hillary.
Thank you. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. The Ground Truth is brought to you by ExtraHop, a cyber analytics and security provider specializing in cloud-native network detection and response for hybrid enterprises. To learn more about our sponsor, ExtraHop, visit extrahop.com. And you can listen to all of our podcasts at cybercrime.radio.